Hello there, fellow listeners. You are listening to Odds and Ends.
So tune in, because an odd conversation is soon going to start.
And I see no end to it. So this is the first episode of Thursday Night Discussions. And today's topic of
Ali. Before that, I would like to point out that you are looking very nice today in that shiny blue coat of yours and those formal shoes. And yes, how can I forget that lovely tie of yours?
Guys, don't listen to him. He's just messing with you. We both are in our pajamas. Anyways, but yes, Alex, that's exactly our topic of discussion. Why tie? What is in a tie which completes a formal attire? How did a tie become the symbol of professionalism?
No one knows for sure who invented the tie, but historians believe that they have been around here since the time of ancient Egypt. It has been found that they used to have some cloth around their neck, woven with silk and precious stones. That talisman was believed to keep the body of mummified person safe. Well, I just have one question. Why do all things start from ancient Egypt? Like, what the hell those guys did at that time?
A lot of things, other than mummifying dead. Good thing they are not alive right now.
Good luck explaining that to Hollywood.
Anyways, yeah. The ancient terracotta warriors of Chinese Xin Dynasty wore silk cords around their necks as a symbol of their elite rank. Also, the terracotta warriors wore scarves first. That was in 1974. The ancient tomb of Xin Shi Huang was discovered. He was the first emperor of China that died in 210 BC and was buried in spectacular fashion. Along with him, the famous terracotta army was found. In the reigns of ruler prior to Xin Shi Huang, it was common to practice to kill the entire court upon the death of the ruler, so they could accompany him in the afterlife. Since the population of Huang's time had been decimated by the war, it was decided to send along the terracotta warriors into the tomb instead of real soldiers.
Surprisingly, these soldiers wore broad scarves wrapped around their neck, while regular soldiers wore what looks like a scarf that was tucked into their suit of armor. Officers wore elaborately tied neck cloths.
Yeah, so more than 300 years before Tarzan's legionaries wore scarf, the Chinese had already used neckwear, and therefore we know that Romans were not the first ones to wear a scarf.
In short, let me summarize that for you. I know a lot of information has just bombarded on you. So, in short, scarves are the ancestors of ties.
Yes, officially they were just neckwears, but these were inspiration which laid the foundation of ties. But before that could happen, this scarf thingy was again spotted in 30 Years' War in France.
By none other than, can you guess the name?
Louis King 13.
Ta-da!
The story really begins in 17th century, during the 30 Years' War in France. King Louis XIII hired Croatian soldiers who wore a piece of cloth around their neck as a part of their uniform. Louis loved it and even named it La Crevette after the Croatians he took it from. The French Steenkerk followed shortly after the end of the 17th century, and the stock tie came not long after that. Think two giant rectangles of fabric crossing over each other.
Now, this thing took off. But the early 1800s, touching another man's neckwear was apparently ground for duel. This is also the period when we start to see some of the ties that we are more familiar with today.
The word escot tie starts to replace cravat. The escot is popularized by King Edward VII. And the four-in-hand knot is embraced all over, especially in the military and the colleges.
The tie landscape more or less remained the same until early 1920s. When a tie maker in New York named Jesse Langsdorff patented a new way of cutting fabric on an angle that then sewing in three segments to create the Langsdorff tie. It laid flat without getting twisted and could spring back to its original shape after each wear, opening the doors to even more knots.
In the 1930s, ties got wider and shorter as a new cutting method was developed to minimize the cloth wastage. And that's precisely why the modern ties are wider from one end and narrower from the other.
So this was the entire history of the term tie and how it all began and how it came into its existence, what it is right now. Okay, so now let's start the discussion. Uh-huh. Like, people might be a little bit confused what's happening, but this is what is going to happen every single time. That we will introduce the topic, we will give a brief history and brief something about it, and then we'll start our discussion. Now, yes. This would be some sort of unedited, uncut discussion. Yeah. So
why tie? Anyways,
yeah, why tie? Like, I don't understand the purpose of it. Like, what? Why right now? And I do understand the fact that ties are some sort of fashion statement and a staple for someone to express their feeling, what they feel, yes, about, and how everything revolves around it. And I have very nice and apt example for it. Have you ever heard about the? Yeah. Have you ever heard about the company Leatherman?
Okay, no, I haven't.
Okay, Leatherman is a company which makes multi-tools. You do know what multi-tools are.
Yeah, obviously.
So multi-tools are basically, for the people who don't know what multi-tools are basically one single tool which can act as multiple tools. That is why they are known as multi-tool. So Leatherman is a company which is in the business of making multi-tools for quite some time now.
Okay.
And they have recently related their multi-tool bracelet, which they call... Thread. Yes. Mm-hmm. Leatherman Thread.
Yeah.
Okay. I might not be as accurate about it, but yeah. It was basically a bracelet full of multi-tools. You can find a Phillips head screwdriver over there, a hex wrench, a wrench, mm-hmm, and this and that, a lot of things in one single bracelet. And alongside that, it looked good.
Okay.
So now that's...
So you are saying that multi-tool was supposed to wear as a bracelet.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
That's something new.
Yes, indeed it is something new. And the fact that it looked good and it is considered to be multi-tool and, you know, that the typical marketing terms of being manly and this and that.
Yeah.
So right now the situation is that men can wear that multi-tool without giving any sort of explanation.
Or excuses.
So the only accessory that they have access to right now is that bracelet. I'm not saying that that is the only accessory, but it is something that you don't have to give any excuse. You can wear a watch without any excuse.
Yes.
That's fine. But ever try to wear a bracelet that too doesn't serve any purpose in public and see what happens.
Yeah. will be disastrous.
Yeah. Okay. I won't go as
so
far
that
as
is saying, very similar to tie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it
serves a purpose.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, it do serves a purpose that we like
when it comes to fashion of men's.
Yes.
Specifically.
Like, it serves a purpose that we can show our taste. We can show what we love. We can show, we can represent ourselves with that. And without answering to anyone that why are we wearing it? So that is the main purpose that the tie solves, according to me. But I still have the question that why tie came into professional environment.
But I might have answer for that because, you know, I came across to an article when I was, you know, thinking about this topic. And that article was in business of professional tie making. Like, that website's name was professionaltiemaking.com or something. It was something like that. So there was a dedicated session on that whole website that described that if you are wearing this type of color, for example, if you are wearing red colored tie, that means, mm-hmm, in your uniform, if you wear suppose your uniform is blue in color, but you are wearing a red tie, that means you are dominating in nature. That means flashes your personality.
Yes.
So
the colors that have a passive impact
something
on you,
they mean something.
Yes, your unconscious mind reads those colors,
exactly.
And then it, like, okay, yes, that comes under it comes under our studies, right? We of course we are management students, so we have, like the para language.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the para language that ties show. Well, basically, para language is the tone and the annotation that you use in order to communicate something. Okay. If I'm saying this like this, that yeah. means I'm communicating that I might be angry or I might be into a tensed situation. But if I'm saying this like this, that means I'm communicating that I'm very happy and I have yeah. a high pitch and like a lot of things like that. So yeah. Tie also communicate, like tie also help to communicate that part of your personality as well.
Not just that, there is a whole study out there which tells you to what color of tie you should wear in a particular occasion. Okay. Suppose if you are going to an interview, you should wear yellow colored tie. Mm. Or if you are going to meet a client, you should wear a blue colored tie.
Okay.
But if you are a boss, you should wear a red or black colored tie.
Okay.
Because, you know, that serves
those are dominant
yeah,
colors.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And
indeed.
If you are wearing an orange color, that is very, very, very rare.
Mm-hmm.
That represents very weird but very efficient personality,
yes,
if seen
yes,
from the perspective
yes.
of an organization.
Yes,
and yellow
yes,
colored
yes.
tie, you know, serves it represents, as in the person who is wearing it is very innovative and creative.
Like a thing that I got is orange colored tie. Indeed, those are very rare.
Yeah.
And not just as if you don't find them very commonly, as if people don't like them, but rather it is very difficult to find them in market as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't seen a lot of orange colored ties. and on top of that, like it shows that you have put so much effort
yes.
into finding that particular color.
Yes.
And then wearing it.
Yes.
And I have also, like, when we are talking about effort only,
yeah.
then I have also read an article where it suggests that, professionals do wear tie, corporates do wear tie,
mm-hmm.
but what's the purpose of children wearing ties in their school uniform? I have also read an article, even though I'm not sure whether it should be there or not, but that article suggests that teaching students and young children to wear tie at that early age develops discipline in them, as
okay.
every morning they have to get up and wear that particular tie.
Okay.
And that develops a sense of discipline in them, that there are a few things which will always be there with you. You have to do them every single day.
Okay.
I really
and
like that.
Giving them knowledge
idea.
Of the dressing sense that
yes.
one should have.
Indeed, that too. Like that too.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I seriously like that idea of teaching children into that early age, that there would be few things which you have to do anyway, anyhow. Like, there are certain situations in which we don't have command over a lot of things.
Yes.
So this might be one of them also.
Yeah.
Anyways, so other than that, Ali, what are your thoughts about ties?
Well, I believe that a tie, like in this whole world around where the whole world praises the uniformity of a group of individuals, mm-hmm. I believe that tie is a splash of color that you are allowed to wear.
Ah, nicely framed. that's very beautiful. Well, I just believe that ties are a long gone relic.
Okay.
As it's just, I don't know, it's just like a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sooner or later, I'm also going to be in this corporate world.
Yeah, and you also told me that this tie does not really serve any purpose, man.
Yeah, like you can find that on the first page of Google. Like,
yeah.
In fact, the Wikipedia states that the tie doesn't have a purpose. Okay. And on top of that, I just believe that a tie is a long gone relic. Like,
yeah.
it was a tradition. Like, that's why we have to follow it and everything.
Yes.
And I too believe that tie is not going to last that long.
I do believe that it is going to, you know, destroy itself out of the fashion.
Yes, of course. It is going to be out of fashion very soon. And when you think about it,
mm-hmm.
It is very rare for things which are considered to be a fashion statement,
okay.
which were developed to be something of an accessory,
mm-hmm.
and then go out of fashion, and that too that easily.
Okay.
Yeah. And okay, I shouldn't say it that easily because now, as we have discussed, ties are being like...
For a long time.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Not ties exactly, but...
Neckwears.
Neckwear are here for like, what, 4,000 years?
Or
like
more than that.
Yeah, those ancient Egypts, they did something at that time, man.
They did some voodoo magic, yeah. For sure.
In fact, we should do an episode about that only.
Yeah.
Why everything starts from ancient Egypt?
Yeah, they were super creative. They should wear yellow tie.
okay. Yeah.
By the way, actually they did. Like for real.
Yeah, but that wasn't just yellow. That was an upper color than that. Golden.
Okay.
Anyways, it is very uncommon to see something which was made or which was built to be an accessory to wore out, like to be out of fashion. And when you think about it, then out of all the accessories that we wear on us, okay, tie happens to be the least productive or the least important accessory that we wear. Like it serves.
It doesn't keep you warm. It doesn't save you from the cold.
Yeah.
It, you know, it does nothing. It just stays there.
Yeah. And there is one more thing that convenience.
Yes.
Help and a few more factors are there to decide that which accessory is useful for you or not.
Hmm.
And like tie doesn't check any boxes.
Hmm.
For instance, we do wear rings,
yes,
other than our wedding rings or something. And in many cultures, rings are very holy things.
Yes.
Yeah. So we do wear rings, but rings aren't that, they are not that troublesome, if you ask me. Like, it's very easy to wear a ring for your entire life, in fact. And people do that very easily. And it is easy to wear multiple rings at a time.
Exactly.
People wear necklaces.
Yes.
And males too. In fact, you yourself, yes, one is wearing a necklace right now on your neck.
I do.
And again, those are not that that much troublesome.
Yeah.
But when you compare that to a tie, like then at that time, I seriously have to say this, but they are uncomfortable.
Yes, that is the greatest reason that why, employees like those are the biggest segment of those individuals who wear ties. So I believe that, yes, though they don't usually like to wear ties. And
yes,
the biggest reason is that they are uncomfortable.
Yes. And on top of that, these big tech giants like Google and Apple and Facebook, now they are promoting these casual wears.
Casual Fridays.
Yes, of course, casual Fridays. And they are openly promoting the fact that you can wear whatever you want at your workplace. Just be comfortable. Work the best way you can.
Yes.
And I just think that this is a very nice way of taking it, that be comfortable and work from the most
comforting zone.
Yeah.
And I also say, came across to one more thing that it has been widely said that it is very, good feeling to come at home after office and remove your tie. It is very satisfactory feeling. And that got me to thinking that why it is so it gives so satisfactory feeling. I came to conclusion that it differentiates between your work life and your personal life. The single piece of clothes.
Okay.
When you remove your tie, you are in your home doing nothing or doing your leisure activities or whatever you do usually. But you... I hate these people.
Like... You can stop them from going around, okay? So we can do nothing. Anyways, now I think you should continue now.
Yeah, so basically what I wanted to say is that single piece of cloth makes you aware that you are at your workplace or in the comfort of your home.
Yes, indeed. But when I think about it now, then another thought struck to my mind that if the tie... makes you aware that you are you are not at your home and at your workplace.
Yes.
That means, doesn't it unconsciously making you I won't say more creative, but at least more alert.
Okay.
Where you have to pay attention to a lot of things, where your unparalleled attention is required.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So under these circumstances, I think a tie is a thing which makes you aware.
Yes,
that,
it does.
You know, like it keeps you in that working environment.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that now? Now I think like this thing just came into my mind that now I think tie should be there in order for people to
be aware of what is going around them.
Like they are in an office situation.
Yeah.
So in that time they can't be completely relaxed.
Yes.
And wearing just casual things, like we both are the perfect example of working while we are wearing casual wear. We both are in our pajamas.
Yeah.
So like, we both are too much comfortable right now. But if you ask me to do something which requires a lot of my attention, then I might not be able to do that.
Well, I think that if you are right, well, in that case, these gigantic companies, what they are doing about this casual Fridays are completely wrong. But I think in a different way that, what all these Google and all these gigantic company wants is the creativity out of their employees.
Yes.
So indeed. I believe the greatest creativity that you can achieve in your workplace is by being comfortable. So, you know, creativity, I believe, that's my perspective.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So the creativity that comes out from you is when you are in mixture of your workplace and when you are feeling comfortable. So it is important to feel comfortable as well.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
So that's what I think.
Yeah. So, I can't think anything else about tie anymore.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Yeah, tie serves no purpose. So what are we exactly going to think?
It was, in fact, a challenge for us to take out content about tie. Like, it's so boring and mundane. But
we actually kind of digged open the whole internet.
The Google is confused right now that why two guys are searching so much about tie. What good does it serve them? So anyways, this was our first episode of Thursday Night Discussions. We tried to take the most boringest topic imaginable and try to make a little fun for you to listen to and
make it a little bit interesting.
And I hope you learned something from it. You enjoyed our whole conversation
or you
and discussion.
Learned something from the tie or something maybe. You know, do tell us.
We
learned something too.
So you can drop a message on Anchor. Like in the Spotify and Google Podcast and everywhere else, there are links through which you can drop a voice message to us. So we are definitely eager to listen from you guys. What do you think about this? So thank you very much for listening. This is Alexander and Ali Asgar.
Signing out.
Yeah, this would be our next intro. Signing out. And tie. Time.
Oh bro, come on, we are done with that episode. Snap out of it.